Everything comes easier now after Purim. We all got clarity. Hashem runs the world. We don't run the world. Everything's taken care of. Didn't have to go our way. In the end, it works out. Kimat Ashes Hayomim already. So Rav Dafkin, we're talking about Hakpozes. Means that a person resents somebody else's behavior and he carries it with him. It's not a good leader. How could a person prevent himself against a situation that he's holds a grudge against different people? Anybody that has such a situation, it really destroys his entire quality of life. He's always upset about things instead of just going on with life. We all have a certain degree. A person has, to an extreme degree, needs psychological help. It's a condition that doesn't know how to let up on things. But if he needs help, it's like my person has a very bad headache, he needs some bad medicine. But if you have a small headache, he also needs some medicine. Whatever much headache we have, it's something that life would be much better without. Definitely not something recommended. It's right that it's very possible that one may even be over loisito, one should not hold a grudge against somebody else. It's not so clear. Maybe we have some reasons to rely on. But Pashas, Mashma, then, even something that did somebody bad, so you have to work it out and not hold a grudge against. Okay, so anyway, let's see if there's a way of getting out of this. So the person has a certain meter, he will not be a captain. Try to guess what he's going to say. I give 100, 1,000 seconds, whoever's going to guess. What do you want to give it a try? I'll raise it. I say 100,000 shekels. Can't look bad. Anyway, he says he has to have a sense of humor. That's much good. Basically, it means is that when somebody does something or says something to us that hurts our feelings, generally the Yetzirah convinces us that it was done with what's the word? He did it intentionally. Huh? Yeah. He knew exactly what he's doing. He's a terrible person. He's insensitive. He doesn't appreciate that I'm one of the greatest people in the world. That's it all wrong. Maybe that line he last said is part of the sense of humor. Well, what do I think I have to do? I'm such a great person. I have to pay them. Everybody doesn't appreciate me enough. But here he's more stressing the other side. He says, the ability to understand that, generally speaking, when somebody says something, does something unpleasant to you, it's not coming at a point of strength and they're trying to overpower you. It's coming at a point of weakness. Maybe they had a hard day that day. Maybe somebody else insulted them and they just have that need to pass it on to somebody else. Sometimes they're not so, tactful people. And to be able to down the chavsus that it wasn't done maliciously. That was the word I was looking for. It wasn't done maliciously. Now here he adds another four words, which this has come out word for word from the Chazanish. This is the tricky part of it. So basically, a way of getting not being insulted is taking the one insulted you and making him to nothing, and then you're not insulted. Right, that's the easy job. Anyone insults me by definition, there's something wrong with me. So now I'm all right. You know, do what you want. If you go into an insane asylum, someone starts cursing you, screaming at you. I was once sitting in a bus and a guy started cursing me. But I knew who he was. He was a person. It was like a saturated condition. So I just didn't react with him. It wasn't because he had anything against me. It wasn't like he was holding himself. Sometimes people have these things that they say things. But, So he says that this limit schus on the person that he's not perfect in his meters, he had a hard day, or he's not so tactful, has to be me believe is out of the airport, not making him into nothing. It's the only way you can get something, not be mocked on other people, transform them into awful leiva, into nothing, if you didn't do the right job. It's not true. The person's a good person. I'm also a good person. But I also sometimes say things out of place. It's not perfect. Okay. Not perfect, you're still a wonderful person, not perfect. And I'm willing to be sensible to the fact that it's not perfect, and not take it as a personal thing. Generally speaking, the grudge bearing that person has, it's not coming about the problem with the other person. It's the problem with the person who receives it. The people that bear the biggest grudge is that people have no self-esteem. I'm a nothing. And so he revealed that I'm a nothing. Oh, I'm in trouble. I said, I'm the only one that knows that I'm a nothing. Now, the other guy, I'm waiting for the, for him to build me up. He came in Melchador, Nashville, Yom Evian. This guy is leaving me the where I belong. He says, the ability to be able to do this, Mitzad Echod, understanding that the person is not perfect, and Mitzad Hashem, not knocking him down, he calls this is a result of Pikchus and Ahava. If I would love every Jew, then if a person would say something insulting to me, it wouldn't cause me not to love him. I don't love him because he holds me to be such a great person. I love him because he's my brother. Or more than my brother. We're all part of the same Bonu Nakadosh Baruch Hu, the same entity. We're all together in this. So something happened that he did something wrong. It's not a reason for me to write him off, because he is my brother. He's an important person. And I care about him. I feel bad that he did it. I feel bad for him. Don't feel bad for myself. But I don't have to knock him down, and I don't have to take it personally. That's what he calls pikhus, to be wise, and see the bigger picture. An ava. Don't take the thing out of context. Try to get the bigger picture. Whenever we live through life seeing the bigger picture, everything works out and we do the right thing. All the mistakes people do is because they can't look past the nose. They go with it. Right now, I was insulted, boom. Now, right now, something made me feel good, behave good. I'm afraid of this, I just stop functioning. All these type of feelings are when I just see don't see the bigger picture, I saw the immediate picture. When a person sees the bigger picture, then everything fits into place and he could always behave and react properly, especially with husbands and wives. Very often the spouse does something not the way we were hoping they would do it, whether it's what they do or how they react or what they say. And if I get caught up on, let's say a wife got upset at the husband and she says something very even painful, oh, you always blah blah blah, so I have to stop for a second and either be deeply insulted and either say back the same thing to her or just feel tremendous resentment. Which is the worst thing one can do for themselves. Because the best thing we can do is preserve our shalom bayis between ourselves and our wives, ourselves and our friends. I think one has a bigger picture of it. I'm saying this wife, she put up with me for the last 5-10 years. She's just a baker. She's great. We have children. She's helping bring up the children. If we don't have children, it's a hard time and she's going through it very nicely, functioning, taking care of me. Whatever the situation is, see the bigger picture. And then, if she said this, there must be something bothering her. So number one is try to see what's bothering her. Number two is kind of around 100% also. Even if she's exaggerating. My rule in life is whenever you get a criticism from somebody who knows you, even if you feel it's out of place and they don't understand, blah, 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 that's the only reason to lower the volume, not to raise it completely. So if someone made a comment, there's something there. Number one. Number two, like we're saying, if they said a comment, there's something else. Maybe they're going through a hardship. Maybe I'm not sensitive enough to their hardships, and that's why they're upset at me. Like the wife says, the only time you really react to anything I say is when they upset you. So, you know, we want to have interactions. That's all we do. You know, you say about a guy that a woman went to business she wanted to get. So one day I don't know that she was no show by for the last 10 years. They said, you're fighting with your husband for the last 10 years. And we know he's violent, he beats you and everything else. What happened to someone you want to get? He managed for 10 years, keep on going. So she said, even that he's out of it. Okay, so you see, give me some examples of sense of humor. But come on, it's easier to say to another person, but we have to use it for ourselves also. Even then, we can look at ourselves and make a humor of ourselves. So he's going, in the meantime, more on the other person. But don't take it too heavily. Don't take it out of proportion. And you have the same thing on the other way around. Who am I? I'm Haman. If they're not career mishdach of Ali, they have to decapitate him. Hang him on the... Be an eagle. Just to say that I'm not Haman. Okay, so I'm a little less than Haman. Still, they did something terrible. Achaz domel Haman. Not Haman, it's the Gachashveish. Yeah. To make sure that all the wives respect their husbands. A line of Mamucha. Yeah. Not to react properly, who knows what's going to happen. A reaction that stems from what he said before, Ava, Pikhlis, I love this person, I appreciate them, I know they're good people. That will make it easier to swallow it and understand that it's not just Tom, the person woke up and decided to be degrading and malicious. It's a good person, the situation, cool. That's one of the biggest things in life. Always try to see the bigger picture, not just what's in front of my nose. There's a famous mice, I think I said over the Chazanish, that somebody came home, a wife is dysfunctional. I come home, from Kail or work, wherever it's coming on from, expect good food, all the kids in bed, and the food isn't there, and the kids are jumping around. As an ish, the Ruach Kodesh, because he didn't have children. He was a piker. You know exactly what it means to have a bunch of kids at home. So, did you ever think that maybe your wife, when she came in the morning, said, today I'm going to have great dinner prepared for Mazda, all the kids in bed. Then, it describes step by step, she's starting to cook, and then son comes home, and he's screaming and shouting, and this happened, other thing happened, and she has to start taking her bath, and she starts connecting to cooking, and then the second one comes home, he fights with the first one, and you can imagine, he described the whole thing. You came out of here with your wife, so much wants to do what you want her, and she's so worn out because she's working so hard. And in between, she's trying to do some laundry and shopping. Don't you understand what's going on? Why instead of being upset at her when you come home and things are not the way you want, out of the chavos, she wants everything to be, and she wasn't able to do it for whatever reason it is. So now come in, and you'll be the good husband. Say nice work to her. Oh, you must have had a hard day today. Let's set up things to help put the kids to sleep. And it's guaranteed that you're going to get better food and better sleep and better everything if you do that way. I was in America, so I was doing some fundraising there. So I had a guy taking me around. A good clever man. He knows things. And with people there, it was set up. So there's one guy, they went in last minute. So he told me, can you see this guy? It was the funniest thing. So this guy, when you walk in, he's going to say, tell me 1, 2, 3, what do you want? I don't have time. So I thought he was exaggerating. But we walked in, he opened the door. I said, tell me what? He was like, where's the word? This guy says, it was really such a funny thing. He said, okay, what to this? Okay. Write a check. This one that was together with me, it happened to be that he has a girl. So I tried to slip in his. Okay, I said, no, I have no time for you. I get to that about 10 minutes, they're arguing back and forth if he has time for him or not. He ended up not writing anything. But his claim was time. And the funniest thing is that about a half hour later, the guy calls this guy up and he says, bring that guy back again. He felt bad. He should give more. He should give him also. So it was a good muscle for life. You know, sometimes we get caught up in trying to prove who's right and who's wrong, just because we don't have enough time. Because we want to have a supper, and instead of having a supper, 15 minutes later there's no supper. Everyone goes to sleep all upset. Okay, now he's giving us a course in the Gita Sadas, sense of humor. Yeah. If you learn Musa properly, step number one of Musa is to be makir your midas. It's a big yisoid, Mashgiach always says. People think Musa is, you take a guy that feels good about himself, and you make him feel he's a nothing. He says that's a total mistake. And anybody who learns Musa in such a fashion, he doesn't get anywhere in life. Because you're nothing, you're going to remain nothing. Starting point of Musa is to recognize yourself. Recognize your good attributes, your strong points, your midas. Afterwards, you realize that you are something, then you try to sharpen and polish yourself and have some type of constructive criticism. But like we said before, the starting point of the people that are bearing grudges this whole time is they never really are willing to look into themselves and to appreciate the good part of themselves. And they feel they're a nothing, and they feel I'm a nothing, and you're just giving me a scum of them, I'm a nothing. It's very painful. So this ability to deflect, to take away the energy of a comment or an action that was done in a distasteful fashion, the ability to do that starts from the fact that I recognize my mile. I have my mile, no one can take it away from me. And if anybody says, let's say my mile is, I care about people. The guy says, you don't care about anybody, you're just doing it for yourself, blah, 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 blah. No. I'm not going to argue with the person. But I'm not going to feel that the miles they have are not mileless. They are mileless. You, for some reason, does not appreciate them. Or more so, I would say, is that maybe I did something to him or he had some false expectations, did not materialize, and therefore he's saying all kinds of things that are not really no care to me. So there's no reason for me to be upset. As we said before, a guy doesn't know me and he's in the sugar. He starts telling me he's such a terrible, bad person. It doesn't hurt me because I know that it's not true. He's just talking. I happen to be the one who's standing in front of him. So in these situations, also, to take the pain out of it, the painful side of that is he's not destroying me. I am what I am. And for whatever reason it is, he's giving criticism which I feel is not being done in the proper fashion. He's reacting in not a proper fashion. He's saying things that are very insulting to me. But it's not breaking me because I'm there. Maybe if I'm strong enough, maybe something what he's saying also. Knock down 90% of the trust and the bitterness. Yeah, there's room for me to be bad. I don't know. But upon that, it brings a famous Gemara where it says in Rashi, when a person is giving a shir in halacha, so chlefteh pemila de b'lichusa b'reisha. Rabbi, we came to the father Rabbanan on milsa b'lichusa, upotche Rabbanan. Rabbi, when he started his shir, he said something that humorous, should cause them to laugh, or at least, and then you get very serious and start saying this. And a very confusing way to start the day. Starts as a jokester making jokes, and then suddenly comes to this very heavy stuff. Rashi says, "Put them in a state of simcha. The heart opens up. The wind comes. This means dichusa. He didn't say something from a local comedian. That's choyt mekalas reish mevim kol aveis. It was coming. Kind of ready. He said something that he knew would catch them, make them happy, but something that wasn't a low level kind. There's ways of saying things that make it common that has an element of humor in it. And basically, by opening up the shir like that, the shir starts off all, everything's all in a state of awe, pachad, talk. The mind is a little bit also closed up. It starts off, I love you guys. I want you to be happy. That's the message he's giving. I want you to be in a good mood. It's true that we have to concentrate on learning, work hard on it. Eventually, when we get to you'll be very happy about it. But beginning work is hard work. You can't be half in and half out. You've got to be totally focused. But that statement that I'm interested in your emotional, positive well-being has two things. Number one, the thing itself opens up the person. I think, he doesn't say this, but I think part of it is also, I am making more of a connection between me and the other person. First, the mekabel for me, if he knows that I care about him, much easier for him to mekabel for me than not. This milsa b'chusa is basically, I'm making a message. They know I'm a very serious rabbi. I'm not out to make jokes. But I'm saying a light comment to put everybody in a good mood. That means I'm sensitive to the fact that there's a certain hardship listening to a shir, and I want to make it easier for them by putting them into a good mood. So here, I'm doing something which is not really directly related to the subject matter I'm going to be teaching, but it is a strong message that I'm interested in your well-being. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that's something for us to think about. So the two steps that we're talking about now to remove kibbutz or to have less kibbutz than those around us. Number one is recognize myself. Recognize myself. I have my list, and whatever the person says, it doesn't change anything about myself. It doesn't change anything about myself. I don't have to have expectations that everybody bows down to me. And I don't have to feel that if somebody said something negative to me, that he wiped me off the map. And together with that, we do the second side. But what he said, I have a person who can develop the ability to realize it wasn't maliciously, it wasn't a personal affront. Person, whatever, he had a hard day, or maybe I did something that touched him worse than I thought, I have a misjudgment by me. Whatever the judgment was, it's not such a big deal. It's not something worth it to make me have resentment. If you have resentment, I'm spoiling the whole relationship. I want to keep the relationship good. It's a good relationship. I appreciate one another. The thing was said, like I said, didn't break me. It wasn't made to break me. It passed. If it's necessary, I'll talk it out with other person to make the most sense of that, so we're not to get all worked up about. Okay. Toiv leiv mishteh tomi. Once the heart is in place, we're always in good mood.